Okay, so Revi of this week's parsha, parsha Tetzaveh, is a challenge as far as Dvar Torahs go, because it's basically the hakrava of the first korbanot, the korbanot that made the kohanim what they were. So there's always like, you know, a question. You know, there's a joke. A guy wants to be a kohen, goes to the rabbi, says, "Rabbi, I want to be a kohen." And he's like, "Can't make you a kohen. Why do you want to be a kohen?" Da da da. The whole joke. He ends up letting him. He promises a large donation to the shul, so he kind of like lets him become a kohen for the day. You know, get rishon. Takes all the other kohanim out of the shul, whatever. And he says, "Why do you want to be a kohen?" And the joke goes, "You know, my father was a kohen. My grandfather was a kohen. I also want to be a kohen, right?" Because now, of course, that joke. There's a sub joke in it, because you could have your father being a kohen and your grandfather being a kohen and you not be a kohen at all. Your father could be a kohen, your grandfather could be a kohen, and you could be not Jewish in theory. You know, if your mother wasn't Jewish, and you could be a not kohen if your mother was a divorcee. But you know, that's a side joke. But what makes a kohen, you know, a kohen? You know, like nowadays, you're born to a kohen. Your father's a kohen, that makes you a kohen. But what made the first kohanim a kohen? And that's what Revi of this week's parsha deals with. It says, right, this is what you need to do to sanctify them, to be kohanim to me. It says, you know, he takes this whole korban. But then it adds another thing. It says, like, basically says, and this is how a lot of the parashanim understand it, is that Moshe Rabbeinu is tovel the kohanim in the mikveh, and then he dresses them. Okay, he physically, Moshe Rabbeinu had to put, you know, the me'il on Aaron, and then the ephod, and then the choshen, and then the mitznefet, right? And then eventually the mikbaot and the avnet, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu dresses them. Okay? Now, of course, our instinct says, you know, they probably dressed themselves, right? You know, like, it's a bit awkward to have Moshe Rabbeinu come and dress you up to be a kohen. But the pshat is that he did everything except the michnasayim. That's why the michnasayim is not listed, even though the michnasayim are things that a kohen gadol is not allowed to do avoda without. It doesn't say that Moshe Rabbeinu put the michnasayim on. There is a limit to how much, you know, like, they not doing themselves. But all the other garments, Moshe Rabbeinu is putting on them. And this comes to show that sometimes, especially in, you know, when you're representing, the clothes make the man. Okay, there's a famous thing, right? You know, when what makes a kohen? It's not only being born a kohen, not only that, it's also what they're wearing. There's a, if you see the parshanim, technically on Shlishi, they discuss how a kohen that does avoda without the proper garments is like someone who isn't a kohen doing avoda. Okay, meaning that the clothes of the kohen make are an integral part of being a kohen, you know, and doing avoda and Beit HaMikdash. Now, we tend to always think that what counts is in the inside, and what inside is, of course, more important. But when we are representing, and we always are to a certain degree representing, also the way we dress is a factor. And we have to, you know, we don't always think about that. We think, you know, clothes are just, you know, like, what's comfortable, what I want, what this. But it's not only that, gentlemen. There is a psychological effect, and it's to, that psychological effect was so important that not only are you pasul to do avoda without gadim, Moshe Rabbeinu himself is the one who dresses the kohanim, and to a certain degree, the clothes are what make the kohanim a part of what they are. Take that into your daily dressing and the way you present yourselves. Boker Tov.